This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. While musicals about paying rent are at least as old as the musical Rent, there's only one musical ever about living in a town best known for its cemeteries. Colma is the small town on the peninsula where the Bay Area goes to bury its dead. The film, Colma the Musical, marks its 10th anniversary this year, and it's showing as part of the Asian American Film Festival, CAMFest. Creator H.P. Mendoza came by our studios to talk about the significance of the musical, being an Asian American filmmaker, and what else he has in store for festival goers this year. I asked him first what he thought about being known in the arts world as the Asian Stephen Sondheim.
Yeah, being called the Asian Stephen Sondheim, I'll take that. You know, I actually, in the book that's being released at the Asian Art Museum, I actually used two blurbs, and I made the top one, H.P. Mendoza as the Asian Stephen Sondheim, because I thought it was kind of funny. I think it's kind of funny because there's something I feel like the dialogue around that is kind of funny. Because I think when an Asian person says it, it's like, oh my God, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Especially when it's happening at a place that's you know, like CAMFest at the Asian American Film Festival. But then when you see it in Variety. You know, when you read the blurb, it's like, oh, H.P. Mendoza is the Asian Stephen Sondheim, Grady Hendrix, Variety. And it's like, oh, okay, it's kind of that way. I'll never really be an American. I'll always be an Asian American. So, like, I'll be an Asian songwriter at the same time. So I find the dialogue kind of funny.
But so those two hit you in different ways.
Yeah. They hit me in different ways. I'm not going to say it's an act of reclamation. It's not like that. You know, it's double-edged in a different way. Mm-hmm. I just kind of like the discourse that it creates.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, Asian American Film Fest, and you are celebrating 10 years since the release of Colma the Musical. So tell me a little bit about that for those who have not seen it.
Well, Colma the Musical came out.
And this is Colma, like this Colma.
Like 5 minutes out the here full of dead people Colma.
Okay.
Yeah. Dead people, fog, and auto dealerships. Yeah, that place. So Colma the Musical is a coming-of-age story about three kids growing up in Colma and not knowing what to do after they graduate from high school. On clear days, while they sit on the hills of Colma, on clear days when the fog disappears, they can see San Francisco right there. And what does that do? What does that do? And what does that mean for three lead characters who are, you know, Filipino and Latino?
Well, let's take a listen to a clip.
New York just cleaned up Times Square. San Francisco's right over there. Los Angeles just instated a new mode of public transit. While Colma stays,
I guess it's cool we got a new police station.
Next to the police station. Colma stays.
All right, that's from Colma the Musical. With me is H.P. Mendoza. And so one of the great things about Colma the Musical is that it placed non-white characters, Asian Pacific Islanders, or, you know, in particular, at the forefront of stories that are not just about identity or ethnicity. They're just people. Mm-hmm. What's the power of that? Why?
I was kind of answering a question to somebody who was asking me why all the people who won Best Actor or Best Actress who happened to be people of color were portraying themselves as people struggling. And I said, yeah, there's this weird thing that you have to deal with where you do that. You say, yes, 12 Years a Slave is a major Oscar contender and it wins and it makes a big statement. But then you talk to a lot of people and there are a lot of people who say, oh, the movie's still on their list of movies to watch, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think for the most part, when you see movies that are about struggle or they're about identity, regardless of what their ethnicity is, a lot of times they see it as spinach cinema, you know?
Spinach cinema.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
Oh, eat it. It's good for you. You know? Try feeding a kid spinach. So when I made Colma, if I could be completely honest, I wasn't trying to make spinach and I wasn't trying to make a cake either. The characters could have been played by anybody, but I think for me and everyone else involved and people who knew my life, it's like, well, this is sort of autobiographical. I mean, how would I feel if I actually saw, you know, the whiter, more attractive standard vision of beauty playing this, you know, this person was supposed to be me. So I think it was sort of a design principle, if you will, like that kind of stuck from the get-go. Mm-hmm. Like, no, this person's Filipino, this person's Latino, and this woman's going to be Filipino.
That's what they are.
That's what they are. Yeah. Yeah.
You're doing an event called Takeover at the Asian Art Museum.
Yes.
There's like a retro 3D showcase. There's a museum hunt. Mm-hmm. There's a live retrospective of your music and your what is going on. Tell me about it.
Well, Takeover is a new series that's being kicked off by Mark Mayer at the Asian Art Museum.
It's called the H.P. Mendoza Takeover.
I know. Yeah, that's.
Did you name it that?
I didn't name it that.
That's an awesome name.
I have to think of a way to take over the museum. And on March 17th, I will be. It's going to be, there are three components to my takeover. There's Anaglyph, which is all of my 3D art and films just, you know, in one big dark room, and you have to wear your 3D glasses to view that. There's something I have designed called Super Museum Hunt, which is a scavenger hunt throughout the entire museum that kind of uses animated characters that I'm going to control you through. I'm going to control you through your smartphone. The main portion of Takeover is this thing called Mission Arcade, which is a sort of secret party I've been throwing since 2007. And the party has always been about live performances, geek art, film art, dancing, and maybe a little karaoke. So basically I get to take that, and that's the entire second floor of the museum.
And what's next for you after this?
Well, I'm giving a sneak preview actually at the Takeover.
Ooh.
I mean, I have a bunch of things that I want to do at all times, right? But a lot of things get pushed around and rescheduled due to either money, time, or time and money. Both are currency. And the one that I'm focusing on next is an animated musical sci-fi fantasy about a city called Super Magic City.
Based on...
Oh, you know, a certain city. I'm a San Franciscan, and, you know, I would like to make this animated musical about this fantasy city. But it really really is about how to survive in a city that might not be your city anymore. And I'd like to think it is a family film. And it's not spinach, but I'd like to think that it's going to touch on themes that are kind of swimming around all of our heads right now in San Francisco. Like, where do you go? I think that's a very plain question. I think like the larger question, there are granular questions like, oh, what do you do when the arts scene is dying in San Francisco? Or artists of color, where do they display their work? But I think in general, the question for everybody is, where do you go?
All right. H.P. Mendoza, thank you very much.
Thank you.